From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues to deal with the restraining influence of the Holy Spirit. As we've already seen, mankind is depraved from birth and capable of the most heinous acts of wickedness. Yet, because of God's common grace, the Holy Spirit keeps even the vilest men back from the full expression of their depravity. At the same time, sinful man is constantly seeking to resist the restraints of the Spirit, often with the support of the government. As Dr. Cairns will point out from Scripture, the Holy Spirit will not continue His restraining influence forever. The world has yet to see the unthinkable abyss of wickedness that will occur when the Spirit ceases to exercise His restraints. Dr. Cairns will continue the message in just a few minutes. First, here is a devotional thought from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, My Choice is His Choice. The text, Psalm 47 and verse 4, He shall choose our inheritance for us. Our enemies would allot us a very dreary portion, but we are not left in their hands. The Lord will cause us to stand in our lot, and our place is appointed by His infinite wisdom. A wiser mind than our own arranges our destiny. The ordaining of all things is with God, and we are glad to have it so. We choose that God should choose for us. If we might have our own way, we would wish to let all things go in God's way. Being conscious of our own folly, we would not desire to rule our own destinies. We feel safer and more at ease when the Lord steers our vessel than we could possibly be if we could direct it according to our own judgment. Joyfully we leave the painful present and the unknown future with our Father, our Savior, our Comforter. O my soul, this day lay down thy wishes at Jesus' feet. If thou hast of late been somewhat wayward and willful, eager to be and to do after thine own mind, now dismiss thy foolish self, and place the reins in the Lord's hands. Say, He shall choose. If others dispute the sovereignty of the Lord, and glory in the free will of man, do thou answer them, He shall choose for me. It is my freest choice to let Him choose. As a free agent, I elect that He should have absolute sway.
Amen.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the Great Revival, which took place in Ulster in 1859, a moving of God's Holy Spirit which saw literally thousands of people swept into the kingdom of God. Five of our Free Presbyterian ministers will deal with various aspects of the revival. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of the Reverend John Wiley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And what is the greatest need of the church today? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
To say about the state of the law of this country. which now, by decree of no less a body than the Supreme Court, has said that you may not discriminate in employment against a person because he is a sodomite.
You think of that.
I want to tell you, I would close a business before I would employ a sodomite, knowingly. I would close it. And I would say this, that there is no judge on the bench or anywhere else who has the right to make any man put himself and his colleagues at risk by laying them open to the filth and the diseases that flow from the sodomite movement. I was just reading, I think, in the Greenville Press. Didn't say very much about it. But I had to wonder. Talked about a certain television star who is now a self-confessed sodomite. He had starred alongside of the sodomite that God slew, Rock Hudson. Starred alongside of him. And he had acted as the romantic lead to a young woman whose name I forget. I had never heard of her, to be quite honest. I just thought, you just try to imagine the agony of heart and mind that that young woman will be going through for the next year or two, wondering, has she got the vile disease that this fellow now has gone down with? And yet these fools who call themselves judges dare to say, you cannot keep a person out of any job simply because he's a sodomite. How are we to explain that sort of folly? It seems so crazy. Even to people who don't have an awful lot of brain power, it seems absolutely crazy. So how are you to explain it? You're to see, my friend, in the nation, that there is a revulsion against the law of God. There is a resistance against the workings of the Spirit of God. And not only in the nation, but in the churches. There are churches all across this country who have decided that it is the Christian thing to do to take no stand on any issue of morality. It's the Christian thing to do. Not terribly long ago, there was a church in the state of California fighting for its life. Cost it, at the last count I heard, $500,000. Fighting in the courts because they dared to dismiss a music director whom they found out to be a sodomite. Took them to court, and the first court found against them. I think the next one found for them, but it was a long and arduous task to get there. So many churches just don't bother. The United Methodist Church will marry sodomites in some places. They will marry two sodomites in certain places. British television, I don't know if it's been done on the United States television, but British television has a documentary that comes from various parts of the world, and they showed in these churches the actual so-called marriage ceremonies between sodomite males and other marriages with sodomite females. Methodist churches. I wonder what John Wesley would have to say about that. That's a long way from Wesley's doctrine of sinless perfection, isn't it? A long way. That's how we're to explain it, though. Apostasy, resisting the Holy Ghost. That's what's happening in the land. That's what's happening in the churches. But let's bring it down to a personal level, for it has a very powerful personal message for every sinner. We bring it down onto a one-on-one basis, and you have the picture of a man totally depraved, and the Holy Ghost restraining the expression of his sin. And as Jacob wrestled against God in another context entirely, so you would have sinners striving against the Holy Ghost, trying to kick over the traces. You remember the Lord said to Saul of Tarsus, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. That's what sinners are forever doing, kicking against the Lord. Now let me tell you what it means if you're in this meeting unsaved. It means this. That you can only go on in sin by being the enemy of God and by making the Holy Ghost your personal foe. Now, this is the real meaning of the battles that go on in the consciences of men and women. That's the real meaning of the battle that goes on when you hear the preaching of the Word of God, where God is placing His Spirit's gracious restraining hand upon you, and yet you fight against them, striving against the Holy Ghost. You know, I think that there's a little bit of this old-fashioned theology that needs to get home in all our churches today. We hear of conflicts between young people and their parents, and churches have devised all sorts of psychological frameworks in which to deal with these things. I want to tell you, both the parents and the children should be found at the feet of the Lord to make sure that they are not striving against the Holy Ghost. Remember this. The Spirit of God does cause restraint. Men resist it. And that's a serious thing, for the final thing that our text teaches is this. That the Holy Spirit will not continue His restraining hand forever. My spirit shall not always strive with man. Now this is true in a general sense. This is true for the world. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. You get into some very disputed territory here. And I'll give you both sides of the argument, and then tell you which is right. But that's beside the point. Actually, verse 6 says, now ye know what withholdeth. The word withholdeth is holds down or suppresses or restrains. Now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. The he being revealed is the Antichrist, the son of perdition. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Paul saying that anti-Christianity as a system, as an influence, is already at work, though the final Antichrist has yet to be revealed. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth or hindereth will let until he be taken out of the way. Now the usual explanation of verse 7 is as it appears in the Authorized Version, that the Holy Spirit will continue to hinder the revelation of sin and Antichrist until he is taken out of the way. Those who believe in an any moment pre-tribulation secret rapture believe that this is the removal of the Holy Spirit from the earth. Those who don't believe that may still say that it means the Holy Spirit is removing his influence. He's taking away his restraint. He's getting out of the way. Actually, I think they're both wrong. Because there is nothing in the text whatsoever to speak of removal. That is personal removal. Until he be taken out of the way. There is no taken in the Greek text. In fact, the word that is so translated means the very opposite. It means to come to pass. It means to come to be, to become, to arise, or you may translate it in a variety of ways, but never any place in the New Testament does it ever bear the idea of taking. Never once. Out of the way can be the word way, or simply, more scripturally, the word midst. I believe this is Antichrist arising out of the midst. Now, what does it say? The Holy Spirit of God is going to restrain until the time comes to allow this man of sin to be revealed. And the next verse says, then he shall be revealed, fully revealed, when the Holy Spirit takes away the restraint. Now, really, I'm not particularly worried what you believe regarding the prophetic import of the taking out of the way. It all boils down to this, whatever your view, that the Holy Spirit of God is restraining sin in the world, but he's not going to do it forever. He's not going to do it forever. The nations that are kicking against the Lord, well, one day he's going to remove the traces, and they need to kick no more. Those who are seeking to overthrow the restraining work of the Holy Spirit, they will see a day when the Holy Spirit will remove his restraints. And what a day that is going to be. The Apostle John took it up when he spoke of this in the book of the Revelation. And he said concerning those days when the Holy Spirit's restraint will be taken away, that men will seek death and they won't be able to find it. Such will be the fury and the filth of all the Satanism and wickedness that's let loose in the earth, that men afflicted, they will seek death, but they won't be able to find it. There will be plagues, because God who holds back sin holds back the judgment on sin, the fury of the wrath on sin. But soon that will be taken away. I want to tell you, people who talk about this world getting better, I think they need to go to their Bible again. I read a book by a very eminent theologian, a man whom I greatly admire in many other ways. And to establish his particular and peculiar view of prophecy, he said, we have got to see that the world is really getting better. And he spends some time to show us how the world today is better than it was some years ago. I tell you this. The Spirit of God says he's not going to restrain forever. And there will come a time when he will stop restraining. And then evil will have its flow among the ungodly in a way they have never dreamed.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepress.org. That's faithfpc@freepress.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepress.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.